A public watchdog group is charging that several large auto insurance companies discriminate against minority and low-income customers. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
The New York Public Interest Research Group, or NYPIRG, says it analyzed the billing practices of five auto insurers by getting quotes based on different customer profiles. It found that three of the state's top five insurers charge more to those without college degrees or with lower-paying jobs, in some cases by nearly 20%. Asking such questions is legal, though. NYPIRG says GEICO and Progressive were the most egregious. At the other end, State Farm did not use education or occupation in its pricing. NYPIRG's Andy Morrison says the practice targets vulnerable populations,
including those protected by state and federal civil rights laws. And members of these communities are already struggling to get by in the current economic climate. So this is just another example of how extremely expensive it is to be poor.
In a statement, the New York Insurance Association, a trade group, countered that the pricing system for insurance is transparent. It says rates are based on risk, not education and occupation. It also notes there are many more than five companies in New York providing coverage in a vibrant insurance marketplace. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.